crispy buffalo chicken, and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions, we have national trends and news about real estate in general, and basically we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Like to be on the radio, this is your chance. We have a few minutes before Scott Sherman comes in here, so two things. One, I'm going to give you the phone numbers, and you can go on the air and talk to us. We don't care what you want to talk about. If you just want to go on, to, you can say, hey, I was on the radio. That's fine, too. And then that reminder that Scott Sherman is coming in. So last week, you folks got it. It was perfect. You were concise, succinct, kept it simple. You'll come on here and you'll say to Scott, here's my issue, here's my question. I'm in a dispute with my ex-wife, or my neighbor threw a bucket of dog feces in my yard. You know, what legally, what can I do? Try to keep it to one question if you could. And he's real generous with his advice and time. In fact, you can't get more generous than free. So it'll be your chance here in a little bit to get some free legal advice from Scott Sherman. The numbers are 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And before we take calls, I want to congratulate St. Louis. The FBI statistics just came out. We have the number one murder rate in the United States.
Way to go, back on top.
Beating now Detroit in murders per capita for the large cities in the United States. So it is official. If it sort of seemed to you like more and more people are getting shot and killed in St. Louis, it wasn't just your imagination. It was more. In fact, it's now put us at the top of the list. So something to really be proud of, that we have the highest murder rate. St. Louis A to Z. Remember that campaign? Do you remember that?
No.
It was a bad campaign years ago that some ad agency came up with for St. Louis. St. Louis has it all. A to Z.
Oh, and I remember that.
A for the arch. B for the brewery. Real old, real
Z
fast.
Was the zoo.
Yeah, those were the easy ones.
Well, you didn't have a lot of choices.
And I think they left out most of the alphabet, because after you go A for the arts, B for the brewery, C,
Cardinals.
D, Del Mar Boulevard.
Downtown.
Downtown. Yeah. And E is something.
Eagan Center.
When I was in my, I guess, late 20s, I did whatever I could do to make a living. I did a lot of voices, just like, and a lot of them weren't, you know, great voices. They were just innocuous, sort of that every day. I would get hired to do that, the husband. You know, if there was a commercial and it was a husband and wife, sometimes I would get hired as the husband, which meant, here's how the commercial would go. Honey, you know, our hot water heater... And this is the wife. Our hot water heater is just, it doesn't seem to be putting out hot water like it should. Well, honey, maybe we ought to call Blankety Blank Appliances. Really? Why? Well, because I see here they have a sale on hot. We know that guy. Okay, or there was a lot of this. Honey, I'm home. By the way, if somebody worked for me and they wrote a commercial and started with, honey, I'm home, you're fired. You're fired. Honey, I'm home. Oh, good, dear. I just noticed there's a sale at Central Hardware. So I did those. True story. I get hired by an ad agency to do a commercial. I don't know what the commercial is for. They just said, be down at the studios at WIL at 2 o'clock or whatever. So I get downtown, and I never go downtown. Back then, I don't go now much, but back then I never went down. So I make my way, I park, I go into the studios at WILM early, because you never want to be late. It's a job. And they said, can I help you? And I said, I'm waiting to meet Barbara somebody. She's with an ad agency. They said, oh, yes, so you guys will be recording here today. And I said, yeah. So I go over to the reception waiting area, and there is a woman sitting over there. She's the only person in the room. It's like a little waiting area. And I nod, and she nodded. And I said, how about this traffic? And she said, yeah, heavy today. I said, I'm glad I don't have to come downtown a lot. I hate downtown. I said, I just do. I'm not a city person. I can't stand much about the city. You know, trying to find a place to go to lunch, trying a place to park, waiting to get out of traffic, driving in the morning early with everybody else, leaving. Then I go on and on and on and on. And she says, are you, you know? And I realized she's the woman that I am to meet for the recording session. And we're both sitting there waiting for each other. We didn't know. She didn't hear me tell the guy who I was. And I said, oh, I'm here to work for you. She said, yes, yes, we're doing a commercial. She says, unless now you don't want to do it, maybe you shouldn't do it. I said, why? She said, it's for downtown St. Louis. I'm not kidding. It was a radio commercial promoting downtown. And I had just sat there bitching to this woman. And I said, well, the good news for you is I'm a really good salesman. Let me look at the copy. So the copy is the script. So she shows it to me, and I said, I can do this. So we went in and we did it. But I thought, you know what? The first thing I thought was I just lost this
job. Yeah, no kidding.
I just lost this job. So the moral of that story is keep your mouth shut, especially when you don't know who you're speaking in front of. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm Eamon PM.
Thank you.
I just have to tell you that a couple days ago, I wanted to thank you because of as you were telling that story about the hands of a stranger. Yeah, I blew iced tea all over my dashboard and windshield as I was driving down the road. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Pion gets credit for that. He introduced me to the hand of a stranger.
I never laughed so hard. Anyways, enjoying the show. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And you know what, folks? This will teach you to pay attention and listen every day. We're not going to tell you right now what hand of a stranger is.
No.
You're just going to have to go the rest of the day wondering, what's hand of a stranger? We can't repeat everything. You have to listen 3 hours every day. This is Wilma. Hello, Wilma. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just wondering if anyone has noticed a crop of mushrooms just popping up in the lawns everywhere. I live in the central area of the county, and out of nowhere, these big, ugly-looking mushrooms just came out of nowhere, and it was before the rain. And I was just wondering if anybody else has had that problem.
Well, now I'm wondering, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think those are the... those aren't the morels.
Is it the big, giant ones that look like coral reef almost? You know those ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen those, yes.
What color are they?
Like orangish.
Kind of white sometimes.
Brownish, orange,
golden.
Yeah.
Are they hallucinogenic mushrooms?
No, but I don't think you're not supposed to eat those.
Oh, no.
But I think what she wants to know is why.
I think because of all the moisture and everything.
You know, somebody will call us, Wilma, if you keep listening. I'm sure somebody will call and tell us why there's so much of that this year.
Okay, so it's not my imagination.
No, it's not. And the reason I say it's not is just like 3 days ago, somebody mentioned this very thing to me, that these mushrooms were, so it's not just you. And I don't know why, and I don't know the answer, and it can't be because of, I think of mushrooms, I think of excessive moisture or rain.
Yeah.
We haven't had excessive
moisture. And this could be the season for them, too, to just pop up.
Now, listen, if you decide, Wilma, to go out there and pull them and cut them up and eat them, would you call us and tell us if they're hallucinogenic?
I hadn't thought about that.
Or leave a note and tell somebody else to call for you if you die, so we'll know they're poisonous.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay.
Well, somebody will know. Thank you.
I've always heard those mushrooms grow on the underside of cow patties.
What mushrooms? The hallucinogen?
Yeah.
Mushroom?
I don't know if that's true or not, but I had heard that before.
I don't know. I would not know where to get a hallucinogenic mushroom. I wouldn't know what they look like. I didn't even know if they grew in this country. But I guess the people, do you smoke it? What do you do with a hallucinogenic mushroom? Do you
eat them.
Yeah, you eat them.
Yeah.
Let's talk to...
No, I've never done it, but to
Margie.
I know people that have.
Margie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
What can we do for you?
I thought I needed the problem solvers, but probably not. It's just a question. I'm at a DVD store, mm-hmm. and you always talk about this, I think it's HBO series, and it's a man's name, and he's like the fixer.
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan, thank you. Okay. No. That's all I'm calling for, because I've heard so many people say how good it is.
Margie, are you bothered by the F word?
I don't really care for it if it's overused.
Oh, it's overused.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, you
really,
know what?
Hang on.
In Ray Donovan's world... That'd be kind of like.
Oh, I get that.
Kind of like saying if you're watching a gangster movie,
right?
You know those guys didn't say, "Now, darn it, Rico, you knocked right. that crap off." So, in that sense, it's
okay.
It's necessary. But what a series! I would love to know what you think after you watch three or four.
Okay, what's that? It's on sale for $1, so I'm going to go for it.
Oh, grab it! You got to get it.
Okay.
All right, Margie.
Thank you.
Bye. Ray Don, leave Schreiber. Plays Ray Donovan. He does a great job. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, Frank. The lady was talking about those mushrooms. I had one pop up last year and didn't pay any attention to it. But it came back this year, and I had my lawn guy. I was out spraying. I said, "What is that thing out there?" I said, "It keeps getting bigger." I said, "I think it's pulsing or something, you know. It looks like a brain."
Yeah.
He says, that's just a big mushroom. He says, "It's feeding off some kind of dead root. Something under the ground," he says. "It'll probably come back next year."
But does it come up real fast? Like,
like overnight, it was as big as a cantaloupe, and then it got as big as a basketball ball the next day.
And whoa!
Yeah, no, they get
so wrong here.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, it was bothering me.
I got to look around. I'm in the woods. I need to look around my house. I bet I got some of that stuff.
Well, this was right under the tree line. Right next to the. Where the grass ends, it wasn't in the middle of the yard, but he said it's feeding off some kind of dead something under, right underneath the surface.
Maybe you got maybe you got dead bodies buried in your yard.
Oh. I might,
He said he might.
That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I guess in a way. All right, thank you, Jim.
You bet.
Appreciate thank it. You. Bye-bye. Yeah, apparently they grow, like, in 24 hours. Here's this thing, the thing that wasn't there before, like a horror movie. Gene, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Everybody. Hallelujah. Everybody that counts is. What can we do for you?
Well, you was asking about the mushrooms, they call them magic mushrooms. Well
now, you're talking about the hallucinogenic ones.
Yes, sir.
And do you find them under cow patties?
You do. That's the natural way of finding them. You, after it rains and it gets real hot out and the sun beats down on it, you just go out there. My buddy, he'd go out there with the backhoe because there was so much of it. And we'd roll it over, and there they would be. And, like they say, when you're out picking them in the woods, you just tap on the top of them so they'll grow again. But they always grow under the cow manure. And, you take them inside, wash them off a little bit,
Now, listen, let me ask you something, because it's obvious you've tried, you've done this.
Yes.
Is that all you have to do is take them in and wash them, and then what do? Like, eat them? Do you put them on a sandwich? You just eat them like you would eat a snack?
You can do that, too. But a lot of people, they cook them, and they say that takes away the potency. It doesn't. We would get the fresh ones. We would do that. This was back almost 20 years ago when I was in high school. But you remember High Times magazine?
I know what it is.
Yes. Well, we used to get that, and you could send in years ago and get a spore kit. It's called psilocybin mushrooms, and they would send you a syringe without, the needle and a little tube syringe, and they would send that to you in the mail, and it would have psilocybin in it.
Wow.
Yeah, and you would get these mason jars, and you would clean them and heat them real good. you know, like running through the dishwasher,
yeah.
And you would make sure they had to be very sterile. And we would do this, and you'd get like a little fish tank and put a little bit of water in the bottom of it and put a little pump in there, you know, they'd call, you know, grow lights, and you would make up these rice patties. You would go to the store and just get your basic ingredients of brown rice and like vermiculite. Boy, here I am letting everybody know.
No, this is already too much work.
Yeah,
for me. You know what? Here, this is too much work.
Well, he's talking about growing your own.
I'd rather just turn over a piece of cow doo-doo and pluck it off of there. This is too much work.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I don't know if you can do that now. We, you know,
no, I guarantee you can't do it now.
Well, but they worked very good. We would put them in a blender and fill it up with Sunny Delight, and we would all drink down about 12 ounces of it. And within 15 minutes... Oh, yeah. Things got interesting.
So what was the feeling? What was it, euphoria? Were you floating? Were you out of your mind? What was it?
It was the highest, I think, you can ever get. I mean, I used to smoke a lot of marijuana, too.
Yeah.
But the mushrooms were definitely, like you say, a euphoria. And we were smart enough. I mean, we were smart enough to know that a lot of the stuff that we saw wasn't really there. But, you know, you just had to trick yourself, like, and you'd laugh and carry on, you know.
And how long did the effect last?
Oh, goodness. Those psilocybins, it seemed like they last a lot longer than the cow patties. They would go 5 to 6 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Violence.
Let me mention, we're not condoning in any way. Plucking hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Seems to know a little bit about those, too.
Who does?
Tim
Weiland.
Well, that does not surprise me. Gene, thank you for the info.
I give your guys a show for ARD.
Well, there, thank you. That's very nice. Wow. The old Reggie, back, a reference to Reggie.
Yeah.
Is Tim Is Tim with us?
Yeah, he's on the
We only have about a minute. Tim, you there?
I'm here.
All right, let's have it. Hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Well, you know what? When I moved to Austin, Texas, that was one of the big things they did. And they took me out the first couple of weeks I was down there. And we went to a place called Bastrop. And you go in the fields when the sun's coming up. And, yeah, they used to pick them out of the cow manure. And they taste pretty awful. And you could add sugar or maple syrup to it and stuff like that.
Or Sunny Delight.
Sunny Delight, yeah, you do that. But, you know, the thing is, they had start putting, there were so many people from the college going out at these places where they start putting stuff in the feed that would kill the fungus so it wouldn't grow the mushrooms anymore. So,
man, I've done nothing. I just did nothing when I was young.
You're better off.
You're better off. I guess so.
So,
but you know, you did. I mean, you
did. The walls ever melt?
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy thing. I don't have time. We don't have time to tell you this. I got to tell you a story sometime about on the air at KLBJ one time. So, I will do that. I'll mark that down and I'll try to remember the story.
You were broadcasting under the influence of mushrooms.
I won't tell you until the story.
I save it. All right.
You'll like it.
I want to hear that story. Thank you.
All right.
Tim Weiland, mushroom
Pluto,
head.
Man.
I was so afraid to do anything because of my parents, man, especially my mother. I mean, it was really not the way to be brought up. Everything was wrong. Everything. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. It's safer. And, you know, I'm not in prison and I'm not, mine's not screwed up. Well, my mind's screwed up, but that's different. But I guess you can't say it was harmful, but it's also, I don't know, that's not a way to bring a kid up, is that everything, especially by lying to him. You know, I was told by my mother that if I ever tasted alcohol, and this is exactly what she told me when I was about 7 or 8, if you ever take one sip of alcohol, you will be an alcoholic for the rest of your life. Well, that's ridiculous to raise a kid like that. Before we break, do you have something, Dan?
No, I only smoked pot. I never tried anything else because I saw people around me that did acid and they did all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to do that at all. I can't. And I didn't really like the way pot made me feel.
Sounds interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I'm scared.
It
especially
scared
at
me.
This point. I think when you're younger, your body can obviously tell.
Yeah, no, having your face melt never interested me. So
no.
That's what one.
I would like for my face to melt off if I then could grow a better face.
Right.
If you grow a new face that was better, that'd be okay.
All right. Well, things are winding down on the highways, kind of like we expected things between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. The accident's been cleared on Telegraph at Baumgartner. You're back to normal there. Eastbound 270 is wide open now between Highway 370 all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Also, that mess on Highway 109 both directions, that has been cleared out. It looks like we're just running well. No accidents, no incidents to report. This traffic is brought to you by Hallmark. The holidays are here right now, so the perfect Hallmark card is yours. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. They make sure your operations are running in peak condition, which in turn will save you money on your energy bills. At Gelmisch & Sons, if need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now that's the gold standard, a full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Think about that for a second. A brand new furnace and a brand new air conditioner for $28.95. Because it is much more energy efficient, you will save money on your energy bills. And Gelmisch & Sons is that family since 1950. It's been the family name on the door. It's been the family name on the big red trucks. They haven't sold it, and they make sure they are proud, and customer service is top-notch. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Have you been thinking about retirement living lately? The Willows at Brooking Park offers exceptional apartment homes in a close-knit community in Chesterfield. You'll appreciate the great amenities like casual and fine dining options, full-service salon and spa, indoor pool and hot tub, lively game room, and a spacious theater for concerts and lectures. And now, the Willows is branching out with 45 brand new apartment homes. Choose from over a dozen popular floor plans with lots of style and finish combinations so you can create a customized living space that reflects your personal taste. To arrange a tour or get access to limited time pre-construction pricing, call 314-576-0800 or visit online at newwillows.com and see why the Willows is the right choice for active seniors. The Willows at Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrews Resources for Seniors System. Call today at 314-576-0800 or visit newwillows.com.
Happy New Year!
From Schnars Hardware. Do your toes get frostbitten every time you walk past your front door?
My toes are like popsicles.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and if you're tired of your toes turning to popsicles every winter, it might be time to try some of my favorite winterizing techniques. For a quick, easy fix, you could try cord weather stripping, which will do the job without damage when you remove it in the spring. Not using that door or window till spring? 3M window film will seal it off until warm weather returns. Or my personal favorite, the automatic door bottom. The automatic door bottom seals the gap between the bottom of the door and the threshold, and just like a spaceship door from an 80s sci-fi movie, it automatically lowers when the door closes and rises when it opens. Stop by Schnars before it gets too cold, and we will help you pick the winterizing technique that is best for you.
Oh, that's better.
Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves.
Most jewelry stores are like cookies from the same cookie cutter and have the same basic selection. And then there's Summit Jewelers in Webster Groves. Their staff of designers, jewelers, appraisers, and sales personnel don't work on commission. Maybe it's the coffee, but their passion shows in their artistry and experience, especially refurbishing estate jewelry. For unique custom crafted jewelry, there's no store like Summit Jewelers anywhere. Summit Jewelers, makers of fine jewelry. 7821 Big Bend in Webster Groves. Online at summitjewelersstl.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against?
Hey, Dan, maybe you guys could do this song, well, you and the Johnny Poppers.
But I simply couldn't.
He's not listening.
No.
Dan, are you listening? You're not even listening.
Yes.
What? Yes, what?
Scott, don't laugh at it. It's sad. Oh, it's sad. He's part of the show.
Somewhere, I was answering the phone, and someone...
Don't be defensive with me, young man.
Okay.
I said, could you guys do this song, this side of the law? Did you and the Johnny Poppers do this?
The Southside Johnny Band? Oh, I'm sure we could.
Turn it up, I like
it. And a man has got to do the best he can.
You got to do the best you can. Well, here's the best we can do. We can offer you some free legal advice. I'm sitting next to Scott Sherman, and this is very simple how this works. I'm going to give the phone number. And if you have a legal question, fire it at him. Keep it simple. He's very helpful. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Sherry. Sherry, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. Thanks. How are you today?
Good. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Listen, I have a situation here. First of all, my mom is in an assisted living facility. It's not subsidized. You know, we pay everything. We noticed, three or four months ago that things were going missing. So we went and put in nanny cams. We caught two employees going into her room, one while she was sleeping, the other one while she was not home. And come to find out, one was arrested. Okay, long story short, the home had to tell the state about the situation because the police were involved. And so... the home came to me and said that the state is telling me that I have to have the cameras removed.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry, but that's laughable to me.
I agree. They're saying because she did not know about it. Now, let me also add that she has Alzheimer's.
Oh, because your mom didn't know about it?
But she did know about it.
Course
she just doesn't remember she knew about it.
This is the most this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, because without those cameras you would never have been able to prove they were stealing from your elderly mother. Go ahead,
right.
Scott.
Sherry, do you or anyone in your family have a medical or durable power of attorney over your mom?
I do.
Well, then you are
signed,
then you are your mom.
Also signed the paper.
Well, then you are your mom, and whatever that HIPAA Privacy Act or whatever they're trying to claim is the reason not to have those cameras, you're the decider. You're her. So not only did you catch criminals, but you have now put this place on notice that they have hired criminals, that criminal activity is something that goes on in their place. Here's what I would do. I would have a nice big sit-down with the owner of that place, and I'd say, here's my power of attorney, and here's what's going to happen. I'm keeping the cameras. Do what you want. But don't you dare violate my mother's right to be safe from the criminals that you hire.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm not a lawyer.
And if you want to tape that meeting, have a tape recorder there, or bring the cameras with you to that meeting, you have every right to do it. When you have the durable medical power of attorney, you are in the footsteps of that patient. So your mom not having notice, or you are your mom.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right. That's good to know. We didn't know whether we should get a lawyer involved, and if we do, what kind of lawyer?
There are elder care lawyers that specialize in the abuse and protecting the rights of people like your mom, and there's about 1,000 different plaintiff's lawyers that would love to sit in that meeting and say, oh, yeah? Well, what else happens when nobody's looking?
And the first reactive strike to something like this on their behalf is always going to be to bully or scare you. Am I right?
That's right.
Don't let them do it.
And you are a contracted, I mean, you are a customer of that place as well. And when they invite your mom to come in there, there are certain levels of safety and security that they have to abide by. Now, that criminal activity might not be something they knew about it,
But they damn sure know about it now. And if she has things stolen from her or worse, and there's a lot worse that happens in these places, believe me, there are no shortage of lawyers that would go after that place, hammer and tong, if it continued.
And by the way, if you think about it, Sherry, there's no reason that a place like that should object to cameras. That room is, in a sense, your mom's own home.
Right.
She should have every right to have, right, Scott? Cameras in her own home. The only reason they'd object to it is that they know there's great potential that they're going to end up getting caught doing something wrong. That in itself is a problem.
Well, I think it's more the state telling them that they had to take the cameras out of my mom's room.
I believe that regulation.
Yeah.
But also, Sherry, one follow-up. Is your mom's room a private room, or does she share it with another person?
No, it's a private room.
Then where's the HIPAA violation? You consent to having it by having the medical power.
Find them. Don't cave.
And get a lawyer now. don't wait till they misconstrue your meeting later.
All right.
And misrepresent you.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Wow. Yeah, I mean, what? This certainly isn't putting all nursing homes in there. There's a special place in hell for people who steal from old people.
That's right.
That's all I'm going to say. We have Scott for Scott. Scott, say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott. Okay. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Our family farm is being kind of strong-armed from a oil pipeline company, and they are really pressuring us because they're trying to file for eminent domain. And one friend of ours told us that to go ahead and not be worried about eminent domain, because supposedly he said you do not have to pay income tax on land that you have that is taken by eminent domain. And I was wondering if you had any ideas on it.
Well, I'll tell you about eminent domain. It comes out of the Fifth Amendment, believe it or not. Everybody thinks the Fifth Amendment is just, you know, one of those due process clause things. The Fifth Amendment says you can't have your property taken without just compensation. But eminent domain gets abused a lot. And what they say is that, oh, we want it to build this, we want it to build that. But it has to be condemned, or it has to be for a public use. So a school or a highway or something like that, they need it for. But they abuse it. And an oil company that's trying to use eminent domain means that if they went to the fair market, they would pay a lot more money than they could get using and abusing eminent domain. So with all due respect to your friend, I would be concerned about eminent domain, because you might not be getting the value for your farm. And a lot of people, farmers, this is in the family for 3, 4, 5 generations. It's what they own. It's their legacy.
Yeah, whether you have to pay income tax or not, if you're getting under fair market value, you're still getting screwed.
Exactly, getting screwed. And when you sell a piece of property, you can roll that over tax wise into another piece of property and not have to pay taxes on that too. And those 573 transfers or whatever the tax code is. I would be less worried about taxes than I would be about fair market value. And there are lawyers that are eminent domain lawyers. One of the best ones in the United States is in Clayton. And these are the people you should be talking to, because A, they may be abusing it, and B, you might not be getting, if they use eminent domain, what your land is worth. And when farms are involved, you're talking about potentially millions of dollars. So don't just worry about taxes. You worry about value. You worry about your legacy. You worry about your family's good name, and you worry about getting screwed over by some oil company that wants something for nothing. That's the abuse of eminent domain.
They're trying to split a 1,000-acre family farm that's been in our name for generations, and they keep telling us, well, this is a fair price, and it'd be a good price if you'd get this at auction. And we said the only thing is it's not for sale.
Scott, this ain't no 3-foot fence line dispute where somebody's trying to take it through adverse possession. You must have a real estate lawyer involved in this, because you're talking about generations of people that have worked on that farm, and you're talking about huge money. Don't take a tax issue when this is about a value issue.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Scott. Thanks to you folks for keeping these so concise. This is perfect. It's exactly what we want to do. Steve, say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a general question about what are your civil rights when you've been a convicted felon? You know, does it gradually come back, your rights, or once you've been convicted and sent to jail and everything, What happens after that?
It's a hot topic because they're talking about whether they're going to expunge some of these felony convictions. I think you get rights to vote back after a certain amount of time from your release from prison. I don't know if it's 5 years, 10 years, or something like that. But most of the rights that you have when you're a convicted felon, like gun rights, those are up in the air now. There was a Missouri case, a St. Louis case, where a guy had been a convicted felon. He was a nonviolent felon, and then they arrested him for being the felon in possession of a firearm in violation of a state law. However, since the Missouri Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court have finally ruled on Second Amendment rights, that might not be the case. So it's up in the air on something like gun rights. But on things like voting rights, they come back after a certain amount of time. I think you're released from prison. I think it's 5 years. I'm not exactly sure. But most of the rest of them, they come back, but you have that stigma of a felon. I know people have applied for disability, have been denied because of felony convictions. And it's one of the topics, especially with nonviolent felons, that is sort of being bandied about in Washington.
Real quickly, Steve, was there a particular right that you were worried about getting back?
No, not really. I'm not a felon. Okay. But we were talking about this, you know, just among some friends the other day about, you know, what happens. We weren't sure, and I thought I'd call Scott.
You don't lose voting forever. It does come back. But a lot of the other stuff, applications for loans, federal loans, a lot of it, you do lose that stuff because of that stamp of being a felon.
I think their question in particular at the time we were talking about it was about Social Security benefits.
I think that those federal benefits are lost when you become a felon.
Mm.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right, bye.
I think Steve's a serial killer.
He's trying to.
Well, he's planning.
Well, he said, it's not me.
If he becomes a felon.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
You know what we've done, Frank?
A friend of mine.
We saved lives just now.
We just did. We saved a lot of lives. Let's go save some more. Let's talk to Seymour. Seymour, say hello to Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Seymour.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Scott, I want to tell you I miss you on the late night show you used to have. That was always a pleasure to listen to.
A lot of people
Thank
do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
He got a bad rap here.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
I have a lighthearted legal question for Scott.
Yes, sir.
If a young couple from Arkansas gets married and then moves
No, you know what? This is a joke. Thank you, Seymour. See, with all due respect to Seymour, we have a very limited time.
Frank, we're saving lives.
No, it was a joke. These are people that really need answers to questions. So, Seymour, I appreciate it, but no, we're not going to do that. John, say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott. How you doing? I am AM and PM.
Thank you.
My daughter was involved in a hit and run. She was the one that got hit. They did file a police report. However, it was at a gas station with surveillance cameras. We have the person's name, description of the truck, his license plate, his driver's license number and everything. I still haven't been contacted by anybody. So what would be my next step? Because the truck has liability insurance, but I do have uninsured motorist.
Ah.
But I can't prove that he does not have insurance.
Yes, you can. There's a thing on the Missouri Department of Revenue website called a Form 1140.
Okay, I'm from Illinois.
Okay, Illinois has a similar provision under the Illinois Secretary of State. You fill it out when you're in a motor vehicle crash where there's more than $500 and or an injury, and they will ask about insurance for both parties. When you put that down, did this happen in Illinois?
Yes, it did. But see, the guy that hit her took off, and
but you have his name and you have information about his vehicle.
Oh, I could tell you right where he lives at.
Well, then you get that form from the Illinois Secretary of State or the equivalent. You download it, you send it in, and they will send to that person a demand for insurance information. If they don't get it within a certain amount of time, they will suspend that person's driver's license. Then you've established that they are uninsured, and in the meantime, you should be making an uninsured motorist claim through your insurance carrier on that a hit and run is uninsured. It's called a phantom driver. The fact that he left the scene makes him uninsured. So I'd be pursuing both angles, but I'd be pursuing, assuming that she was injured and there were damages to your vehicle, I'd be pursuing that through your carrier, uninsured motorist, and the Illinois equivalent of the Form 1140.
Okay, I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Now this is a dilemma. There's no way, unless somebody has such a quick question with one quick answer, that we can handle this. But I'm going to take a quick run at it. Mike, Scott's all yours for 1 minute, 20 seconds. Go.
Excellent. Got a subpoena in the mail from St. Charles County Court yesterday to go to court next Tuesday afternoon as a witness for the state of Missouri against some guy I'd never heard of.
You go.
It says that I have to go.
You go and you present yourself there and you tell whoever it is, prosecutor's office or whoever, that you are there. If the judge or the prosecutor's office doesn't need you, you'll be excused. But that is a court order, and what we want people to do is respect the law. And as big a pain in the you know what as it is, if you were the victim of a crime, you would want someone to go for you. So you go and say you don't know who it is, they might excuse you, but you get a subpoena, you go.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow, well done. And
yeah.
Quickly.
Awesome.
And quickly.
Great calls, great listeners.
Next week, we're going to start this 5 minutes earlier.
You got it.
Because
on
it just goes so quickly, and there's so many people who have legal questions who just either don't have the money or don't think they should have to go pay to have a simple question answered. Scott Sherman, everybody. Thank you. We don't even have a name for this segment. We'll have to come up with one. The Johnny Cash segment. Maybe that's what we'll call it. We'll do it again next Thursday.
Well, traffic is running pretty well now. Things have, since they've cleared all the accidents that we had, everything's running pretty well. 109, 270 east and southbound. Looks like Telegraph is back in shape. The only real slowdown I do see is on north and southbound Lindbergh, and that's from about Patterson through Old Halls Ferry. And this report brought to you by Hallmark. The holidays are here, and so is the perfect Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is Steve and Greg from the Retire Worry Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's steveandgreg.com.
If you knew there was a better way to select a casket or an urn and make funeral plans, would you tell your friends and neighbors? At Valhalla, they believe the worst time to make funeral arrangements is when you have to. At that moment, you should be with family, mourning the loss of your loved one. Instead, you are suddenly faced with a major financial transaction, answering question after question like an interview, and wondering quietly to yourself, how are we going to pay for this? At Valhalla, there are installment plans to fit every budget. And if you call before January 1st, you can lock in your complete funeral plan, including a grave, grave marker, casket, and vault at 2015 prices. Go to ValhallaFunerals.net or call 314-721-4900. For over 100 years, people have depended on Valhalla, St. Louis's only family-owned indoor-outdoor mausoleum, funeral home, crematory, and cemetery. Valhalla, since 1911. Online at ValhallaFunerals.net.
Hi, Mike Ingland, president of St. Mary's High School. Christmas is a time of giving, and I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our donors and benefactors for their gifts this past year. This support has allowed us this year to renovate our cafeteria, install a new scoreboard and new stadium lights on our football field, and provide over $700,000 in financial assistance to our wonderful young men and their families. The Renaissance at St. Mary's continues and would not be possible without the support of our Dragon family, and we are thankful. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action. Famous wings and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is the Big 550.